Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here with this Faith and Freedom Friday in Phoenix. Number here is 277-KFNX. That's 277-5369. And I'm going to be talking, yes, I am going to be waxing religion. I was reading Blackstone earlier, and he mentioned the term religion. And I've said to people before that there's a separation of church and state, that they're completely separate, separate jurisdiction, separate government. But both of them are subject to religion. Both of them are accountable to Jesus. The church is, and the government is. But you know what the government of men is for? Vicious, depraved, and degenerate men who cannot, because of their nature, operate properly. And again, the civil government is there to protect you from me, to protect your property, those things that are right about your property, from my intrusions, from my unjust intrusions. That is the purpose of government, is to secure your life, your liberty, and your pursuit of happiness and safety, and those mechanisms you have to live freely. It's to protect you from people like me and other people like me. But there's a different government with regard to church, or it's supposed to be. And I think everybody understands that. I think people who are atheists understand that. In fact, Richard Dawkins, I've heard him say in the last couple of years that we actually need a little more Christianity in the world. He says, yeah, I think it's just, you know, hokey pokey. But he realizes it's got an influence that's good, that helps the world. Those places that have rejected Christianity are reaping the results. But both are subject to religion, both the state and the church. The thing is, the laws are there for those men who cannot operate because they don't have the law written in their heart. In the church law, so to speak, it's supposed to be where you're actually free. You're free from sin. That Almighty God has written his laws in your heart so you can operate rightly, and it should be evident to those around you. They judge the tree by its fruit. And your deeds are done before two or more witnesses, and you're held accountable because what you're doing is going to be right. And you don't need the law to keep you on track. Two separate worlds, both subject to religion. Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and earth. He's the one in the book of Daniel where you see this rock taken out of a mountain that was not made with man's hands. And it hits this thing that represents all the kingdoms of men, and they turn to dust. Jesus is the one, he said, all authority has been given unto me. There's a day when that rock is going to come and make the kingdoms that we have currently go to dust. Now, that's something you can read about in the Bible. Have fun, do that. Of course, you can give me a call, 277-KFNX, if you have any questions about that. But there's a higher standard, even for church behavior. And people wonder, why are there so many denominations? Why are they all confused? Well, you know what it is? Is mere men, the operations of mere men, creeping in the operations of something that is really holy. And I think what it is men in this current state are going to continually strive to push reset. Hopefully we're going to push reset constantly and have, you know, constitutional conventions every day in the morning when we get up to check out our own constitution to see if it's rightly aligned with that which is perfectly holy, and that is God's word. Now, when we're operating properly, and we're loving God and loving our neighbor as ourselves, we have no need for a law. All the law is fulfilled, and it's something that God will demonstrate through us. We actually experience his presence internally when we're right with him. And you know what happens? All the little funny doctrines of mere men, they kind of disappear. So we have to be careful that we, as in the church, do not create a bunch of laws for men to fail under. Just like the civil laws there for those who are in a fallen state. So that's kind of a thing that I wanted to talk about today. I know it's a little bit weird. It's not something that you're normally used to hearing on a commercial talk radio station, but it's something I wanted to talk about. And it went back to this item that was in the news today. And it's on this Budget Control Act, and we have to be careful. You're sending people to Congress, and it is a sacred behavior. And we have people that are depraved acting as congressmen. I think it's important, yes, to step back and look at those that you're putting in office and really know what their moral status is. We've abandoned that. And what's happening, we're reaping the rewards. What do you expect? What kind of determinations, what kind of behavior do you expect when you send to represent you somebody who's depraved? Something to think about. You're going to reap what you sow. I started the show talking about this budget act that we've just seen the crazy in-flight entertainment of that going on. And I started out with the show reading this article by Herb Titus and Bill Olson of WJOPC.com. That's William J. Olson, PC.com. Find out more about them. But they were talking about the standard for what the founders, understanding that man are, you know, broad is a way that leads to destruction. Many go thereby. Narrow way is a way that leads to life, and few there are who found it. That's what Jesus said, and they understood that. So what they did is, Madison used the term ambitions competing against ambitions. Here's one of the things that James Madison said in Federalist 51. In Republican government, legislative authority necessarily predominates. The remedy for this inconveniency is to divide the legislature into different branches. See, we have ambitions competing against ambitions. And to render them by different modes of election and different principles of action as little connected with each other as the nature of their common functions and the common dependence on society will admit. And what Mr. Titus and Mr. Olson pointed out in this new budget bill, when we weren't looking or paying attention and nobody was telling us about this, all the parallel stories and all the news broadcasting weren't mentioning what was happening as a dangerous innovation in the bill. They've made it so that the president is free to really declare he needs to spend money. It's a dangerous innovation. It's putting all the legislative and execution powers into one body. The Budget Control Act of 2011 does just the opposite of what Mr. Madison pointed out was necessary. Instead of ensuring action by two distinctive bodies to be exercised only after opportunity for full debate in separate settings, this Budget Control Act of 2011, Mr. Titus says, truncates the deliberative process by shortening debate, excluding amendments, and commanding uniformity. Even in the world of civil law, commanding uniformity might get us into trouble sometimes. Mr. Titus and Mr. Olson went on to say, expedition was never the principal object of the legislative process created by the founders. The object was to preserve limitations on the power of government in order to protect what? The liberties of the people. What is the purpose of government? To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their powers, just powers, by the consent of the government. To protect life, liberty, and they use the term pursuit of happiness. And they understood, the founders, by the way, if you read what they were reading, at that pursuit of happiness, they actually considered a property right. And you can, since then, see that show up in different court cases. So, liberties can be lost when bad precedents are set in the atmosphere of crisis. This is from Mr. Olson and Mr. Titus. And a crisis can, and often are, manufactured. Precedents established can be hard to overturn. Rights lost can be hard to gain. We have to be careful for these subtleties. Whether it's in civil government, in church government, we have to be careful for these subtle things that creep in. I'm going to go to a quote from the founder. I have quotes from the founders here. This is something James Madison said. There are more instances of the abridgment of freedom of the people by the gradual and silent encroachment of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpation. So today, here on this Faith and Freedom show, where I'm going to engage these issues on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right and wrong, I'm calling upon my fellow man in America to take the higher ground. What's your reference? What is the higher ground? Is it your opinion? Is it the opinion of the majority? Jesus said, well, let's see what Jesus said. And if you think, you know, some people just think he was a great philosopher. He said, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many go thereby. Narrow is the way that leads to life. Few there are who find it. So what's your reference? What's your reference? In things that, how you deal with your fellow man. Giving money. I took note of some contributions from different political people in the last several years, let's say. And I noticed how some people increased their giving, that was kept track of by the tax system on the basis of their being famous. And so it increased proportionally to their fame, but I also noticed that their gifts were related to their political, beneficiaries, let's say. Let's see what Jesus said. I'll give you an example. What's your reference? He said, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. And then the conjunction junction. What's your function? He says, but when you do your alms, don't let your left hand know what your right hand doeth. I'm sorry. I'm going to the King James. Okay, folks, Faith and Freedom Show. Our freedom's going to come in proportion to our faith. What's your reference? Is it possible that there is really a source? We actually have been created. We're not just a dysfunctional amoeba, that we actually may have been created by a creator in the image of God to glorify him. Something to be thinking about. I want you to find out more. Contact me at www.preservativetalkradio.com.